Good morning, everyone. It's Monday, December 8, 2025, and welcome to your daily market update, brought to you by Monex USA. The US dollar is starting the week on a quiet note, trading in mostly tight ranges and holding at its weakest point since late October, according to the Bloomberg Dollar Spot Index. All eyes are on the Federal Reserve this week, with the Federal Open Market Committee set to announce its decision on Wednesday at 2 p.m. Eastern Time. This will be followed by a press conference with Chair Jerome Powell, which is often when we see the most significant foreign exchange volatility. In the lead-up to this key event, we'll be getting a slew of economic data today and tomorrow, including figures delayed by the U.S. government shutdown earlier this year. Today's highlight? The Producer Price Index, which will give us a fresh look at inflation from the supplier side. Globally, risk appetite seems to be on the rise. Positive news out of China is driving optimism, with November export numbers exceeding expectations. What's more, this surge is being attributed to China strengthening its trade ties with the rest of the world while reducing its reliance on the United States. Copper prices have hit record highs as the Chinese Politburo announced plans to prioritize domestic demand, signaling upcoming stimulus measures to boost spending. This could have ripple effects across global markets. Meanwhile, the possibility of diplomatic progress in the Russia-Ukraine conflict could also influence market sentiment, particularly for the euro. However, with limited data coming out of Europe this week, foreign exchange flows will likely remain tied to U.S. headlines. Now, let's take a closer look at some of the key currencies making moves today. The euro. The euro isn't exactly climbing mountains, but it's holding steady, supported by solid economic growth data. The shared currency is hovering near its strongest levels against the U.S. dollar since mid-October. Yesterday, the third reading of third-quarter GDP came in slightly above expectations at 0.3%, compared to the forecast of 0.2%. Next week may be relatively quiet for Eurozone data, but the following week will bring a slew of industrial and productivity reports ahead of the European Central Bank's December 18th meeting. The Japanese yen is the only major currency losing ground to the US dollar today, despite recently hitting its best level since mid-October. Japan's economic narrative remains mixed. On one hand, the government is discussing plans to expand expenditures. On the other, the Bank of Japan has signaled comfort with raising interest rates when it meets on December 19. This comes despite a final third-quarter GDP reading showing a contraction of negative 0.6%. Key data to watch from Japan this week includes November's Producer Price Index and October's industrial production figures. Thanks for tuning in, and don't forget to join us next time for another deep dive into the markets. Until then, stay informed, stay ahead, and have a fantastic day. Disclaimer: this podcast is for informational purposes only and does not constitute financial advice. Please consult with a professional for specific investment decisions.